This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History in Daf Yomi. Today's daf has a reference to Rav Sechora. He was a Babylonian Amora of the third or fourth generation, meaning the transition between third and fourth generation, and he was a student of Rav Huna. Every time he is mentioned in Shas, he is quoting Rav Huna, except apparently this page here, in which he is quoted by Rava, who was devoted to him. Rava was like really attached to Rav Sechora. Might be that the teaching that Rav Sechora is mentioned here on the definition of the Zuha Melisteron is actually a teaching of Rav Huna, that Rava was only quoting Rav Sechora. I don't know, possible. At any rate, we don't know a tremendous amount about the life of Rav Sechora, although there are two other Amoraim who have names that appear to be connected to him, Rav Huna Bar Sechora, which makes sense, you know, because Rav Sechora is so dedicated to Rav Huna, might have named one of his sons after him. And in Yerushalmi, there is a Rav Avina Bar Sechora as well. So it's possible that he handed down his learning to his sons as well. There's a fascinating story about Rav Sechora in Maseches Nedarim. When Rav Sechora met with Rav Nachman to remove a neder, because he regretted it later, and Rav Nachman asked him all kinds of questions to try to find like a legal reason upon which to pin the removal of the neder, the basic idea being that a person would not have made a neder had he known this other details. But Rav Sechora would answer every question, says, no, I thought of that, and I was still making a neder, even in good conscience, knowing that possibility might arise. Ultimately, that meant that Rav Nachman was not able to remove the neder, and Rav Nachman sent him away with a certain amount of distaste. And then Rav Sechora said, aha, so that's it. I would never have made the neder, he said, if I had known that it would make Rav Nachman upset. And that was the opening to remove the neder. I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.